employers aren't posting as many help wanted signs anymore. Now it's the U.S. economy that may need some help. A new report from the Labor Department shows hiring slowed sharply last month. That's triggering fears that the economy could slide into recession. It sent the stock market into a tailspin. NPR's Scott Horsley is here with more. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Ari.
This jobs report today was way weaker than forecasters expected. What's going on?
Yeah, employers added only 114,000 jobs last month. That's just over half the average pace of hiring we've seen over the last year. And the job growth in May and June was also revised lower. The other big warning sign in today's report is the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.3%. Now, that's still pretty low by historical standards, but the three-month average unemployment rate has now jumped more than half a point from where it was a year ago. And economist Julia Pollack, who's with the job search website ZipRecruiter, says that's worrisome because typically when unemployment goes up that much, it doesn't stop there. It kind of snowballs.
Why? Well, because it sets off a negative cycle of job losses leading to declines in consumer spending, leading to declines in business revenue, which leads to more job cuts.
And investors are clearly worried about that kind of vicious cycle. We saw a big sell-off on Wall Street today with the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbling more than 600 points and the tech-heavy NASDAQ sliding into correction territory, meaning it's down 10% from its recent high.
Scott, what's behind this big slowdown?
One obvious suspect is high interest rates. You know, for the last year, the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates at their highest level in more than two decades as it tries to fight inflation. And while inflation has come down, those high borrowing costs have definitely taken a toll on some parts of the economy, particularly the housing market and manufacturing. You're now starting to hear some critics say the Fed has kept rates too high for too long, putting the economy at risk of recession. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was asked about that earlier this week.
Are we worried about a sharper downturn in the labor market? And the answer is we're watching really carefully for that. What we think we're seeing is a normalizing labor market. If it starts to show signs that it's more than that, then we're well positioned to respond.
After today's jobs report, you're hearing a lot of second guessing that the Fed missed an opportunity to respond when it decided not to cut interest rates earlier this week. Investors do expect the Fed to cut at its next meeting in September. They were already kind of banking on a quarter percentage point rate cut. And after today's report, many investors now think the Fed will act even more aggressively and cut its benchmark rate by half a percentage point in September.
Was there any good news in the report?
Well, there are some reasons to think the bad news might be short-lived. These numbers were gathered the week that Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Texas, so some of the slowdown could turn out to be weather-related and reversible. Julia Pollack notes that there was also a big jump in the number of people on temporary layoff, which suggests they might be called back to work once the Fed does cut interest rates.
What we hear from companies is not that they see, you know, the bottom falling out, not that they see the U.S. consumer falling off a cliff. Many businesses see great opportunities for expansion and growth. They're just not taking them right now because interest rates are prohibitively expensive.
And average wages are not going up as fast as they were, but they are still going up faster than prices. That means that for now, at least, workers do have money in their pockets to keep spending. And if they do keep spending, that should keep the economy from sliding into a ditch.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley. Thank you.
You're welcome.